The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are listening to How I Got Here. I'm DJ Eminem, and in this podcast, I'm going to look at my life in different ways and ask questions that I'm still trying to learn and answer. Hi, welcome to my podcast. I'm DJ Eminem, and today I'm honestly just going to talk. I didn't script this to sound perfect. I didn't rehearse it to make it polished. I just wanted it to feel real. When I first thought about making this podcast, I kept asking myself, is this going to be good? Are people actually going to want to listen to me talk about my life? And then I realized something. Maybe it's not about being good, but maybe it's about being honest. I don't have everything figured out. I don't wake up every day confident in my plan. I don't have my life perfectly together. And honestly, I don't think most people do. So why do we act like we're supposed to? I think I've spent a lot of my life trying to look like I had a plan, even when I didn't. When I was younger, I thought you were supposed to know what you wanted early. Like, you pick something, you stick to it, and that's your path. And I really tried to do that. I remember wanting to go into the military. At the time, it felt strong, you know, structured and respectable. But if I'm being honest with myself now, I don't think it was about the military. It was about my dad. I wanted to do something he did. I wanted him to look at me and feel proud. I wanted to feel connected to him in a way that felt solid. And now I ask myself, was that a dream? Or was it just my way of trying to be enough? People would say things like, you're too smart for that. And I never really knew how to take that. Because I do have a learning disability, I've had to work differently than some people. I've had to take tests in different rooms. I've needed extra time sometimes, which isn't bad. But there were moments where that made me feel different. Not worse, just different. So when people say I'm smart, I question it. What does that even mean? Is it grades? Is it just surviving school when it feels harder for you? And why do I always feel like I need to prove it? In high school, I put this huge expectation on myself. I had to get good grades. I had to be responsible. I had to look like I knew what I was doing. I would cry over getting an A. An A! And now I think about that and I wonder, why was that not enough for me? Who told me that being almost perfect wasn't enough? Was I trying to prove something? Or was I scared that I wasn't excelling? Like, would I disappear? I took automotive for 2 years. I liked it. It was very interesting. It was hands-on. But the deeper reason I stayed was because it gave me something to talk about with my dad. When he called, we talked about cars, and that was it. I remember thinking, if I stopped taking this class, what will we talk about? What if there is nothing left? And I didn't realize at the time that I was choosing a class to maintain a relationship. I was afraid of losing something that already felt fragile. And now I ask myself, why did I feel like it was my responsibility to hold on to that? Why did I feel like I had to shape myself around someone's interests to keep them close? That's when I started noticing a pattern. I chose things to protect connection, even if they don't fully protect me. I learned that I'm a people pleaser. I like to do things for other people, even though it's not what I want. I don't know why I do it. I just feel like if I make somebody else happy, then it makes me happy. It's like gift giving. I love to give a good gift. But I almost feel like I can give somebody a very nice, thoughtful gift. But when I get the gift that they want to give me in return, it'll be like a gift card. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I know you more than you know me. And I don't understand why that's such a big deal to me. But I feel like people should make a bigger impact on understanding me. But that's the issue. When I got older, I became a lifeguard. My mom helped me to get that job. She basically got the job for me. She just told me one day, she was like, I signed you up for a lifeguarding class. And I was like, are you serious? And she's like, yep. And ever since then, I am utterly grateful that she did, because from that time I did that lifeguard certification class, I've had that job for 3 years. Like, I thought that certifications would be awful, but when I started learning CPR, first aid, emergency response, I didn't hate it. I actually really liked it. I liked knowing what to do. I liked feeling capable. I liked that if something happened, I wouldn't freeze. And that feeling was new. It wasn't about impressing anybody. It wasn't about maintaining a connection. It wasn't just feeling interesting to me. And I did think, is this what it feels like to choose something for yourself? Technically, I didn't choose it for myself. My mom chose it for me, but it was great. I loved it, honestly. But I gotta choose to continue with lifeguarding because of that, because I chose to do something that I wanted. I wanted to do the lifeguarding. I wanted to keep doing the job and having that feeling. And so after that, I completely left auto and I joined the medical pathway at my high school. It was incredible. I learned how to draw blood, how to give injections, how to run EKGs. My senior year, I got to work at a hospital for 6 months. Like, it was great. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed having that one-on-one connection with people at the hospital. I enjoyed just the calling their name back and be like, oh, what's your name, date of birth? Like, those are the things that I enjoyed. I enjoyed doing that on a daily basis. I enjoyed be like, oh, can I have your arm to put the blood pressure cuff around? That was fun to me. Like, even with me being in that medical pathway at high school, I got my medical assisting license, and I loved it. And that's when I built my dream life plan. And when I say dream life plan, I have parentheses in the air right now around it. At first, when I did make my dream life plan, remember, air quotes, it was physical therapy at first. And then I realized that I don't think I can do physical therapy only because I don't think I have the personal, like, the capability to do it. Like, of course, I could probably do the job, but it's not like I would have fun with it because I want the job to be quick and fast. And that's not physical therapy because, you know, you congratulate people's accomplishment on, you know, moving their arm after, like, working on it for, like, you know, four weeks. And which, that is an amazing thing to accomplishment at the time for a certain person. But that's not the type of position I want to be in because I think I would just start to get a little irritated, which I don't think that would be the best for me in that position. And after that, when I realized that I don't think I can do that position, I learned about physician assistants. And I learned that is very broad, and I liked that because I liked that I wouldn't be stuck. But I kept thinking, like, is this my dream? Or is this the most impressive version of a plan I could build? I have this idea of being responsible for someone's, like, I have this idea, but I have a fear. I have a fear of being responsible. Like, the idea of being responsible for someone else's life is huge. Like, surgery, emergencies, loss. It feels overwhelming. And sometimes I think, am I capable of doing something that big? Or am I underestimating myself? Like, do I doubt myself because I'm not ready? Or is it because I've always felt like I need to be perfect before I try? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Like, right now, I chose to go straight into a four-year. Technically, I didn't really get to choose. I had to. I am grateful that I am doing this, but I sometimes think, did I choose this because it's what I wanted, or is it what I thought I was supposed to do? And I think I'm leaning towards it's what I was supposed to do. The title of this podcast is How I Got Here. And I've been thinking about what here actually means. It's not about a location. It's not just college. It's this version of me. It's a version that is capable, but also unsure. I'm driven, but I'm also questioning. I'm responsible, but I'm still figuring it out. I don't think I'm lost. I think I'm becoming more aware. And that's maybe uncomfortable, but maybe it's also necessary. I've made choices based on expectations, based on connection, based on pressure. And now I'm trying to figure out what a choice feels like when it actually belongs to me. I don't have the answers yet, but I'm willing to ask the questions. This is how I got here. I'm DJ Eminem, and I'll see you next time.